world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Robin Leonard.
I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm Bud Dickman. Here's Mr. Henry.
Wait, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the third or the sixth, I forget, time I've listened to this screeching ass. Turn that up for a minute, Bud. What the hell is this?
Give me some. It's a very special music.
Oh, yeah, it's real special.
No, it's part of our... Part of our surf file.
Oh, your surf file?
It's the name of that band, Bud. I almost called you Doug again.
Hey, Bud,
turn it down, man, okay?
Well, God! The general wanted to hear it, Phil. I wanted to hear it, but now I don't want to hear it anymore.
All right. What's the name of the group?
It's called... The what? It's Ray Della Spagia.
Ray Della?
No, it's some
freaky, weird surf band, man. I don't know. I don't care. Welcome, folks, to our program, the world-famous Phil Henry Show for Friday. Tonight is the chat, as we just mentioned in our promo. Join us, won't you, if you're not a member of the chat?
Well, if you're not a BSP.
If you're not a BSP.
Then you won't get on the, you won't be on the chat, you won't get on the board.
Now, what is this bull crap I heard? You're giving away what?
Yeah, but then you said you're going to give away something.
I mean, we're going to take everybody that's on the BSP board. And we're going to give something away, man. We're going to have a big-ass drawing. Because these are cats that are not just subscribers. These are subscribers who have been on the chat and have made themselves known to the point where Jeff puts them on the board.
All right, so in other words, it's not enough to give you money to subscribe. You got to then go and do what?
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, General, what are you saying?
No, I'm not, what?
Well, what is it with you, man?
General, no, I'm just saying, people are giving you subscription money, then they have to go and go,
forget it.
Oh, wow, man.
You really think that, huh?
I don't know. Just, I'm in a bad mood.
I think I know. I think I know why you're in a bad mood.
Well, what's so funny?
Because we're having Commodore Coneal on.
That guy, he thinks he's in the military and he's not.
No, he doesn't, man. He knows he's the Commodore of a yacht club, that he's not an admiral.
Then why, the last time, and I like... Believe me, if you're out there, Commodore Coneal, I like you personally, but you come off like you're, hey, yeah. You know, like he's Admiral Rickover. What's that guy's name?
Admiral Halsey.
Admiral Halsey? Who's he?
From World War II? You don't know who he is?
Oh. God, even I know Admiral Halsey.
Yeah, it's that song by Paul McCartney. What about him?
It's actually a song. Yes, by Paul McCartney. You're right.
What about him?
Well, he did a song called Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey.
Oh, not that pain in the ass. Yes, you don't like that song? All I know is it goes here, I'm so sorry, Admiral Halsey. He's sorry to Admiral Halsey for something he did. I don't know what it was.
All right.
That's so funny, Phil. You're getting a real kick out of life these days. He's in love. What do you expect?
Don't, let's not play it up too much, okay?
Yeah, but Stanley doesn't want to play that up because... He's afraid it pisses off the listeners.
Why would that piss off the... Oh, my God.
Phil, are you kidding?
No, I don't think it pisses the listeners off. I just think that I don't want to come on too heavy with the personal life stuff. A lot of cats do that. I don't do that, man. Because to me, the more important, more interesting aspect are the folks out there. You know?
Oh, yeah, here he goes. What a load of horse dung this is. Damn it, Henry.
Why? Why is that a load of horse dung?
What do you mean the most important people are the folks out there? You talk to the... forget it.
Well, I think what the general's trying to say...
Oh, here, I'll say it. You talk to me and her and all the guests. I don't know.
What the general is trying to say...
No, wait, now I remember.
Will you guys clear it up, man, or clean out?
Clear it up or clean out?
Clean out.
Clean out those... Clint Eastwood. I know him. Is that what you mean?
Are you trying to be funny now? Because you're not funny. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's kind of lame. Oh, my God.
So, clear up or clean out.
You're the guy that said it.
I want you guys to just listen to me. I'm interested in the show. I don't necessarily bring my personal life to the show. I have in the past, to my great regret, and I don't mean anything about Jackie. I'm talking about in my past life. I got all kinds of bullshit, you know.
Well, why don't you spill some of it?
I'm not going to do it. I am not going to do it. I don't do it, okay? You know, I mean, some guys do that. I don't do that, so...
Well, what's the whole thing? You don't want to talk about Jackie too much, huh? Because you're afraid everybody out there is going to go, oh, yeah, big man, so you're in love, huh?
No, I don't know, man. I'm not going to rub it in. One of the things about being an entertainer, I guess, and doing a show is that the audience is used to what you do. And then when you introduce new elements...
I know. You're talking about the Kathy Bates Misery, Stephen King. Well...
What is that, Kathy Bates?
Oh, my God. You never seen it?
Seen who?
It's not... Kathy Bates was in a movie called Misery. And in it, a favorite author of hers, a man who writes books that she loves... suddenly is stranded at her home, and she's angry at him because he changed a character in one of the books. And so to keep him there, so he'll rewrite the book, I think, I don't know.
You ever see the movie?
I never saw it, no. I don't know anything about it, except for this.
You never saw the movie?
No, I never saw that. What?
Well, who saw it?
I didn't.
No.
Well, then nobody knows. I happen to know in the movie, she breaks his leg with a sledgehammer to keep him there.
Jesus H. Christ, you're kidding. Well, no, man. I mean, what are you laughing at, man? I'm in pain and you're laughing. What are you in pain about? Just a variety of things.
All right. So, well, I guess we'll find out what those are.
Yeah.
As we move toward the conclusion of this here thing that we call a show. Anyway, welcome to the program, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Got some good news that F is for Family has been renewed for another season. That's a beautiful thing. Went in and recorded... some of the show.
Now, what's the story with the COVID protocols when you're doing an animated program?
Well, I mean, the COVID protocols, I could have done it from home.
You could have done it from your studio at the house.
Yeah, I could have done it. I have a studio here at our studio. And then I have a small little mixing board at the house. And then I have the studio that we record at usually, which is in Los Angeles, and I had the option to either do it here or there.
And you decided to risk it and go into L.A.
Are you kidding me or something, Mr. Henry? You must be out of your mind to go in there.
Why am I out of my mind, man? I had on a mask, and they took my temperature, and I went in, I recorded my stuff, and I split, man.
Well, how are they doing the table reads?
Ain't we just all Hollywood all of a sudden?
Yeah, Jim, I mean, people know what you mean.
What do you mean they don't know what I mean?
People don't know what a table read is.
Let's just...
I see. Phil doesn't want to... You know, on the one hand, Phil, you want to tell everybody about how, yeah. And on the other hand, you don't care. You don't care about communicating with the audience?
The table read, folks, is... There you go. Give the folks the background. Oh, man.
You are really squirrely today.
Well, I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so excuse me for being happy.
Anyway, a table read is when all the actors sit at a table and they read the lines. And the writers can hear it and they go, oh, well, that sounds good. Oh, that doesn't sound so good. You know what I'm saying? In other words, it's what you do before you go in and record. And the table reads are done by way of Zoom. So we're all...
So you're all looking at each other on the Zoom.
That's right, General, yeah.
You know, General, you just...
You're kind of being a pain in the ass.
Excuse me for breathing.
We're going to have... I know what your problem is. You're nervous because we're going to have on my main man here, Commodore Coneal. Is that him?
Yeah, good.
Where is he at?
They're having some kind of, not a barbecue, but it's a social mixer before they go over to the...
They're having some kind of an event over in the Channel Islands this weekend.
Ray Coneal joining us from the El Pacifico Yacht Club. Ray, how are you?
I'm great, and as listen to the General, I hope I'm not freaking you out too much, General, being on the program, being a Commodore.
No, it doesn't freak me out. I just, you insist on your rank.
Hey, let me explain something to you. I've been a Commodore at the El Pacifico Yacht Club for 15 years, and in so doing, I broke the previous record that was held by Tad Nadelin and his wife, Sandy, and I'll tell you, it was a proud day when I did that.
You broke the record of the what?
I 15 years I've been a Commodore at the El Pacifico Yacht Club, and I broke the record of Tad Tadlin and his wife, Sandra.
Well, isn't that an accomplishment? You do recognize that being a Commodore is not a naval rank.
I know it's not a naval... I can't believe we're putting your audience through this. Mr. Henry.
Hey, listen, I'm the guy...
Wait a minute, wait. I agree with Commodore Coneal, and we don't need to keep going back and forth on this thing, General.
I understand that, but the last time I was over there, this guy pulls rank and says to me, hey, yeah, you know, I'm the Commodore, I sit here.
Well, that's right. When you're in the... Let me... Look, General, when you're in the
In the yacht club.
Yeah, yeah. When you're in the yacht club.
Yeah. What did you think you were? What did you think you were a member of a Boy Scouts treehouse or something?
What?
All right. So go ahead.
When you're in a yacht club, Boy Scout treehouse.
Never mind.
You know, the Boy Scouts are being sued for sexual perversions. You understand? And you telling me that...
I'm kidding around.
Well, it's nothing to joke about. It's nothing to joke about at all.
Hey, Ray, are you okay?
The name's Commodore Corneal, if you don't mind.
See, that's what I'm talking about. This guy's Wiggy.
I don't like this guy talking about me being in the Boy Scouts like I got my hand down a...
We're not saying that. The general was acting like an ass.
I'm just saying, you know, you think you're the head of a damn... Never mind, I'm sorry.
This is the whole thing. I'm a Commodore
At the El Pacifico Yacht Club, man.
Okay, at the El... God. Hold on. I gotta hand this off to Rick Ricker. Here's Tad Tadley now. Tad, come on over.
Hey, Phil, I was listening to what you were putting Ray through. He's been through an awful lot, you know.
Tad Tadlin, you're the former Commodore?
Yeah. Well, how did you know that?
Because he...
he just told us.
Who are you?
I'm Margaret Gray.
Dad, this is the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, I know Phil. I've listened to him through the years. We're socially distancing. We're having a salmon fest, a salmon fry that we do, and we do cod and halibut, and then we go over to the Channel Islands and we do it all over again on the weekends. We call our the festival of fish, and we have a barbecue.
Okay, so what happened to the Commodore?
He's over. He's kind of walking it off right now. He's having a. You getting a drink, Ray?
I don't give a damn.
See, he just... Come on back and talk to Phil Henry.
Tell him I'm... Look, I want to apologize to him.
General Shaw wants to apologize.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry. That was... Ray, that was wrong of me. And I'm sorry. I should have brought out the Boy Scouts. That was stupid of me.
Well, you know, General, you're always trying to break my balls. Excuse my language, Phil. Am I allowed to say that?
Well, it's a little rough.
It's rough, but you know something, Ray? No one cares anymore. They don't care that I'm a woman. They don't care that women and children are listening. They will say every vulgarity, every filthy word, and it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay, great, thanks. So they're always trying to, you know, you notice I just kind of brushed over that.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Because, Ms. Gray, if you're going to lecture me, I just had the general up in my face talking to me like I've got my hand shoved in someone's undies, going, woo-hoo! All right, he dropped the phone again, Phil.
Hey, Tad, would you get him back?
Excuse me, it's former Commodore.
I don't...
What do you want? Take it. Take the goddamn... Hey, Phil, I'm not going to put up with it.
I'm sorry, okay? I apologize. Excuse me. All right, are you okay now?
I guess I'm okay, yeah.
All right. Commodore Ray Corneal, you are the father of Kevin Corneal.
Kevin had a standalone on your network for a while, and
General, why don't you just back off?
You take a back seat for a minute, General. I have a question. Go ahead, Ray. I know bringing up Kevin is not comfortable for you.
No, it's not, and I don't mind talking about what he did to his mother and I. He carried the paper on our home over here at Oxnard Shores, and then he foreclosed on his own parents.
Oh, my. You're kidding.
No. Would I kid you? You're my favorite turd, you know? Oh, that's not how that goes.
That doesn't go as would I shit you. All right. Would you guys knock it off, please? I didn't do it.
I'm sorry, Phil. No, I'm not kidding.
Okay, so he foreclosed on you.
Because that was Kevin's thing. Foreclosures, foreclosures, foreclosures is the way he said it. And, you know, I said, son, you want to put me and your mother out in the street? If it makes you happy, that's all I care about.
Oh, you didn't tell him that?
Yes, I did. Why wouldn't I tell him that?
If you, are you kidding me or something?
I said to my son, Kevin, son, you're a successful real estate salesman, and if it helps your career to put your mother and I in the street, so we're living on a sidewalk someplace, like they do under the bridges over in Los Angeles, if you've been out there lately, Phil, have you?
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
Okay. I said, if you want your mother and I to live out on a sidewalk, then it make and it, man, it may, and it helps you be happy, then God bless you, son.
And you did you mean that?
Of course I didn't mean it. I thought maybe I'd find some spark of kindness, but he sold that house. He foreclosed that house. So it took us a while.
But what? Can I say? Go ahead. Look at it. I'm sorry, Ray. Can I just ask you, why was he carrying the paper on your house?
Because he sold it to us. He said, look, Mom, Dad, what better land, what better bank can you have than your own son? And I'll carry the paper. You make your payments directly to me. You don't have to go to a bank. I thought, sounds like a pretty good deal.
It would sound like a good deal to me, too, if I trusted my son. Did you trust him?
Of course I trusted him. He was my son. Then I found out that through, you know, listening to that show of his, the Kevin Cuneal Real Estate Hour, and foreclosures, then I realized what I have to tell you, Phil, I realized what a real scumbag my own son was, my own son. And I broke the news to his mother, too. And Shirley, my wife, Shirley, have you met my wife?
I have not, no.
I've met her, Commodore, very nice girl. I met her over at the Yacht Club.
And who are you again?
I'm Margaret Gray.
Oh. I'm so sorry, Margaret. Yes, Margaret, she thinks very highly of you. Very highly indeed.
Thank you.
So I go, look, get a load of this. Our own son, I said this to Shirley, I go, will you get a load of the scumbag that you gave birth to? And, of course, she took that very personally, like, you had nothing to do with it. I said, well, I think maybe I did, but how will I know for sure? And I asked for it.
You didn't say that. Oh, my God.
I wasn't thinking when I said that. And she took out what we have is a meat tenderizer mallet. I don't know if you've seen that. And she hit me in a place that it was extremely painful.
Yeah, she hit it. Wait a minute, okay.
Well, she did. She took it and kind of did a just swung wildly, and it landed right on the testicle. So I remember going, you know, I remember I screamed, and Bill Nickerson came over from next door and said, I heard a scream. And Shirley said, that's right. I nailed Gray with this mallet, and I hit one of the testicles. And she was concerned, and I was concerned, too, as I looked down and to see if there was any swelling. What kind of asshole laughs at something like that? I want to know. Right now, I want to know.
Me. Okay, Ray? I'm the guy.
Yeah, I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing either, Admiral.
I'm not an Admiral. I'm a Commodore. But thank you for that.
See, this is the problem, Commodore. People start thinking you're official, and they're calling you Admiral. Next thing you know, they're going to ask you for a lunch code. You know?
A lunch code?
A lunch, you know. Never mind. All right, General Shaw is hung up on ranks.
Yeah, because he was in the Army, and he was a general, and he was a real big wind. Where weren't you, huh?
You know, Ray, you hanging around that yacht club, I don't know what all of that vodka's doing to your brain.
Yeah, well, that's very nice of you.
Are you guys going to do this? Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw you out of the room so I can interview the Commodore. You're going to do what?
He's going to throw you out of the room.
Throw me out of the room.
That's right. You heard what he said.
Excuse me, Admiral. I'm talking to Mr. Henry. I'm not kidding you, General. You got to chill it the F out. Okay.
God, General, I always tell you, you got to just cool it, man.
Yeah, that's right. Cool it. So,
All right. Is everybody just chill? I want to ask you about this statement you made on Instagram.
Yeah, all right. So, I don't know how many of your listeners out there are dealing with AI. And
artificial intelligence.
Yes, artificial intelligence. And when you call a business today, they have the artificial intelligence voice messages.
That's not artificial intelligence. That's just an automated system.
You don't know whether it is or not.
Wait a minute. Let's just let the... You're going to say Admiral. The Commodore.
I'm a Commodore, okay? But when you come into my yacht club, General Shaw, I'm the Commodore, but I might as well be an Admiral. I might as well be a five-star general. Because I tell you, when I say jump...
Yeah, when you say jump...
You're supposed to say, I say how high.
Oh, okay. I say how high.
Yeah, yay. Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Okay, I admit that. You run the roost at your yacht club. That is not what I call a military unit.
Whatever, okay?
Give it a rest, will you, General?
Fine.
So, thank you, Phil. So, the whole idea is that you talk to these, and I've noticed, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners have too, that a lot of these automated voice messages, I called a place the other day, and then said, do you want to make an appointment? I said, yes, I do. What time would you like it for? 3 p.m. And there's a pause, and it says 3 p.m., you know, to tomorrow, October 2nd. Let's say, I don't know what the date was. And I said, yeah, because I said originally, I want it 3 p.m. tomorrow. And it goes, 3 p.m. tomorrow? Because it's got this tone like, are you an idiot or something?
Well, you don't know that that's mocking you.
Oh, I don't, huh?
So it sounds like it's mocking you.
Yes, it does.
How do you know that that's mocking you? It's not just the tone that they gave to the voice.
The tone they gave to the voice?
I mean, with the way they recorded it.
No, because if I say, it says, would you like an appointment? Yes, I would. When? I'd like it for tomorrow, October 2nd at 3 p.m. And it's like, tomorrow, October 2nd at 3 p.m. Like, are you some kind of a dumbass? You know, I don't know.
All right, so you are fairly certain.
I feel, Phil, as I mentioned in that Instagram post on your page.
See, you're enabling this, Phil. Hey, General.
Enabling what? Hey, listen, I've got a right to an opinion, too, okay?
Yeah, you got a right to an opinion. But I think we need to, you know, nowadays we've got to know what fake news is. And when you've got the Commodore here saying that a voice message machine was rude to him, holy Christ.
Well, no, no. You know, it's way more than that. It's way more than that. It's a trend. And when you talk to these machines, and you go, "Hi, yeah, is this whatever the hell?" You know, such and such. I was trying to make an appointment at a lab for a blood test.
Okay.
And I said, "Yeah, welcome to so and so laboratories. Do you want to have an appointment?" "Yes, I do." "What day?" "Tomorrow at 3 p.m." Tomorrow at 3 p.m. What? It doesn't say what, but it just...
So it had some kind of a tone.
It had a tone like, are you a dumbass? Like, you know, it almost... It might as well have said, can't you get your ass out of bed any earlier than that?
Yeah, but it's not saying that, for God's sake. You're inferring that. You are inferring that through the tone.
Of course I am. They want you to. And my point is this. I don't mind artificial intelligence.
You don't even know if that's artificial intelligence. It could be just a very cleverly recorded message.
Yeah, how do you know it is?
How do I know it's what?
How do you know it's artificial intelligence?
Because, for the 15th time, I'll tell you.
You're basing this on the way it responded.
You better believe it. I said, I'd like an appointment at 3 p.m. You want an appointment at 3 p.m.? What are you, you know, so in other words, I don't know if you ever saw the film, Phil, Raging Bull. In the film, Ray Roberts, or what's the guy, who's the actor?
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, Robert De Niro and a young, beautiful Kathy Moriarty, they're arguing. And she says to him, and excuse me, Margaret, she says to him, yeah, and I blanked his blank, too, meaning I
can understand what you're saying.
All right, but...
I know the scene.
Okay. And De Niro goes, you sucked his... You know, like that. Like, he had this look on his face of revulsion and horror. He goes, you sucked his... That's the same thing that the phone machine...
Now, I'm going to get this straight.
Wait a minute. That's the same attitude the phone machine gave me.
You're telling me that the phone machine gave you the same attitude that...
God, General's all laughing at you, Mr. Admiral.
Mr. Admiral?
I mean, Commodore Corneal, General's laughing at you.
Well, that figures.
I'm laughing at the absurdity. You're saying that the AI machine or the answer machine said, you want an appointment at 3 p.m. as if it was disgusted?
As if it was disgusted, yes. The same tone that Robert De Niro gave to Kathy Moriarty, or however you say her name.
Kathy Moriarty, you just said that as if you have a bullet lodged somewhere behind the temporal lobe.
Yeah, right there. Now you got it right.
A bullet? You're trying to tell me I'm some kind of guy? Jesus H.
All right, we're talking here with Commodore Ray Corneal from the El Pacifico Yacht Club. Commodore Corneal,
We like to have him on to talk about, you know, I could hear as I was walking to the studio this evening, I heard the beautiful crashing waves of the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, it's lovely out there, but it's hot.
It's very, very hot. It was hot here at the beach this evening. It was around 80-something at 6 o'clock.
And people don't know that that's very warm for our beach, because we're north of the L.A. beaches. And as such, we get it a lot cooler up here. We get some of the much more thicker marine layer up here, and a lot of the sea lions, they all gather. Because the sea, you know it's cold, and it's filled, you like a lot of foghorns, too. You'll know that it's getting cold when the sea lions gather.
What are they doing, playing bongo drums? I mean, what you're talking about?
I'm not talking about bong. I'm talking about nature.
I know that, but you say the sea lions gather. They're not up there. It's not the social.
It's the way Oh,
General, what is it with you, man? Look, I'm learning as much as everybody else about how this area of the Pacific Coast is in terms of its beautiful marine life. I just don't know what he means when he says the sea lions gather.
What do you think I mean?
It sounded to me, Ray, if you don't mind, excuse me, Commodore, that you're saying the sea lions gather as if Janis Sea Lion, you know? You know what I mean?
Janis Joplin?
Yeah, as if she's going to start to sing.
You know what I recommend? I think you ought to spend 6 months in the finest facility you can find.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, I'm not kidding. Because nobody knows what you're talking about.
I understand. General, he's simply saying the sea lions are gathering there.
The sea lions gather because there's food, and it's the hauling ground. And
yeah, the hauling ground. That's where they have the babies. The hauling ground?
That's right. That's what it's called.
Look, General, look it up. Don't bug us with your questions right now.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's right. Ray Conneal here with us. Kevin Conneal, if you know the real estate show, Kevin Conneal's Real Estate Hour. That was tough news you gave us about Kevin.
What was that?
The fact he foreclosed on you.
Oh, I thought you knew that. No, yeah. No, he threw his mother and I into the street. And but you know something? He's my son. And he's flesh and blood. And I'll bet you think that means I'm about to say that I love him still. And
well, don't you?
I, you know what? I'll make my mind up on that one. I'll let you know. I think I'm going to be, I'll be Donald Trump on that one. I'll let you know whether I love him or not. Put his mother and I on the street.
Are you still in the area?
Yeah, no, yeah. We're up in Mandalay Bay. Now, Mandalay Shores, not Mandalay Bay, that's the hotel. Mandalay Shores. And we have a beautiful little townhouse on the beach. And it's just, I mean, we had a home, but Kevin threw us out of that. But you want to know something, Kevin, if you're listening? You had us in Hollywood by the Sea and Oxnard Shores. And I happen to like it better where we are now. So I came out on top. I win, you lose.
All right. That's rough, Commodore. I'm sorry to hear that.
No, I don't give a damn. But the whole point that I'm trying to make to you is the following thing, okay? I don't care about my son, Kevin Conneal, and his, you know, the problem with him, he's got a screw loose. He's going to wind up in a psychiatric facility. My son, Kevin Conneal, will wind up in a psychiatric facility.
What's a facility?
I mean facility.
All right. But we were talking about...
We're talking about AI and...
You know, you're talking about your son winding up in a psychiatric facility, and you think that an answering machine is copping an attitude with you like you suck some other...
Like I suck some other guy's...
All right, hold on. We got to... Yes, Margaret, you're right.
Yeah, there's a woman present, not that you'd notice.
All right, Margaret, but you want to know something? Yes, you're a woman, but you've beat ass... You kicked his ass, and almost near kicked my ass.
Almost?
That's right, almost. All right, wait a minute. I don't care. The fact that there's a lady here, we've got people listening. We've got children listening.
Yeah, but you told me you don't want kids listening to the show.
I don't want kids listening to the show, but what the hell am I supposed to... Look, you know, the fact of the matter is, he's referring to that line in Raging Bull. Robert De Niro, when it's Kathy Moriarty, says, I sucked his cock too.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's what he said. And De Niro goes, you sucked his cock.
Yeah, well, that's it. And so when I go... I'd like a 3 o'clock appointment, please. And the recorded voice goes, "You want a 3 o'clock? What? You know, like there's disgust, and it's almost saying you suck this cock. You know, same thing. So I want to know what's going on, and I'll tell you something, Phil. If we're talking about AI, you know about AI?
Yes, for the 500th.
What an asshole!
Now see, it's gonna hang up.
Is that Tadley?
Tad Talley?
Hey, Phil, it's Tad. What do you want to do, Ray? Ray's upset that he doesn't think you like him no more, you know.
Tad, how you been doing, man, since you gave up the Commodore ship?
Since I did what?
That was 15 years ago, Phil. That was 15 years ago.
Yes, you mean when I was a Commodore?
I was at. Yeah, how you been?
I'm fine. I'm, you know, I lost my wife, Kimberly.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, that was 1 year after. Then I lost another wife. I've lost like 3 wives since then, Phil. So don't worry about it. But it's 15 years, you know, 15 years. Ray, you okay? Give me the phone back. So do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand what you're saying. Just as the general's right, you talk about how your son belongs in a psychiatric facility, and you think that an automated voice, because of AI, is copping an attitude with you and is disgusted.
All right, so you had me on your program to ridicule me and say that I belong in a nut bin. Is that it?
No one has said that.
Oh, the hell! You just did. You just compared me to my son Kevin Coneal, who does belong in a psychiatric facility. In restraints.
Well, now look.
Wait, I'm not done yet. My son belongs in a psychiatric facility in restraints. Okay? With, what do you call it? With shock therapy. There, just to round out the day. You get him on the bed, put him in restraints, a little bit of shock therapy.
Well, you know what? I don't know what's happening between you and your son. It sounds very, very sad, Ray.
Well, it is. It is sad, but I don't care about him. I care about the fact that he put me in the street.
Watch it. Phil doesn't like the raising of voices.
I don't need that, man.
I'm sorry.
Look, Ray, or Commodore.
You can call me. All I ask is that you give me the respect of my rank. When you're at the yacht club and I tell you to get out of my way, you do it, okay?
I didn't. He's talking about when I was there last week. When you said that to me.
Well, yeah, I am talking about that.
Well, what happened? What happened was I was standing at the bar and I leaned over to throw something in a waste paper basket. He was going to go behind the bar. He said, by your leave or some. What'd you say?
I didn't say by your leave. That's what a lower rank said. I said, out of the way, scumbag. And I didn't mean you. It's a general term that they use in the Navy.
What Navy are you in, man?
I'm in the Pacifico Yacht Club Navy.
So you said, get out of the way, scumbag.
Yeah, it's just a term. It's just a phrase that they use in the Navy.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Do you, General?
Yeah, well, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they use a lot of insulting phrases in the Navy. That's how they motivate their men, not...
Well, I don't know... I've been talking about in the
El Pacifico Yacht Club Navy.
Yeah, sure, the El Pacifico Yacht Club Navy.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, out of the way, scumbag. And I turned around and I looked at him and I said, get a load of Popeye. And he got all pissed off.
Yes, I did, because that's an insult to any man or woman that wears the uniform.
You don't wear a uniform. You've got on a Commodore's hat, a funny-looking shirt, okay, with the little gold epaulets. And you stand with the white shoes, and you stand around going, ahoy!
Look at that. Yeah? See that? He's just, ha, 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 ha. The thing that I hate most about your show, Phil.
Look, Commodore.
No, the thing I hate most is the way you guys fade away with your laugh. You go, ha, 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 and it fades out.
Look, I'm sorry I laughed.
No, you're not. You're not sorry you laughed at all. You've been laughing at me ever since I come on this thing. Laughing at me ever since I come on the thing.
Well, look, Commodore, is the invitation still open?
No, it's not. No, I don't want any of you people at my yacht club.
Well, you can't keep us out because two of us are members, myself and Phil.
Oh, you just make that up?
I'm not a member there.
I thought you were.
No, I'm not. I was. I'm not.
Well, I'm a member.
Well, okay, I can't keep you out, but all the rest...
What if I buy a membership? Will you let me in? You know what, Commodore? Relax. You're not Admiral Halsey. You're not Admiral Rickover.
I don't think that I am. All I know is, Phil, I run the El Pacifico Yacht Club. Tad Tadley gave it up, and he has not recovered. He was a Commodore. Tad, come on over here. Tell Phil.
Hey, Phil. What's he want?
Tell me about being Commodore.
I was Commodore here for 12 years, and... It almost killed me. In fact, the effects of it, I had to the things I had to do, I can't tell you about. I had to teach people how to tie ropes, and nobody knew anything about a boat. I said, this is a boat. And I was already tired after the first day. I took over. I was 37 years old. Do you believe that, Phil?
37.
Yeah. And 12 years later, I'm 49, and I said, I can't do it anymore. And I gave it up here to Ray. That was 15 years ago.
So you're 64 now.
It can add.
And you try that it stuff to my face. Let's see what happens.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm so tired of listening to you and people like you, General. You were just like the people when I took over as Commodore here, Mr. Henry.
What? Can you finish a sentence? General, shut up. Okay. Oh, now you did it. Come on, General. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say shut up. No, that's right. I'm just an old man. Come on, General. Go get him. Jesus H.
What do you do? Get his feelings hurt.
Why don't you fuck off, Tadley? Okay, knock it off, both of you guys. F it. General, come on. I will not be insulted that way. I'm sorry, General. It wasn't me. Yeah, but you encouraged this stuff, Phil. What did I encourage, man? I'm trying to get the story out. This is the best. You got a problem with Coneil. You got a problem with everybody over at the God GD Yacht Club. You were a member there.
I was a member for about 5 seconds, yeah.
What do you guys have members over there? You don't even have no boat.
You don't have to have a boat, man. You don't have to have a boat, bud. All you need to have is cash. Buy their dinners, buy their booze, you know.
Well, Frank and I don't have a boat, and we enjoy it very much. Best, I'd say that it's one of the best restaurants in this area over there at the El Pacifico Yacht Club.
Jesus, man. How oddball those cats are. Really, really way out there. Okay, don't forget, tonight we're going to have our chat. It starts at 7 o'clock Pacific time here at the good old Phil Henry Show website. And remember, as people ask us from time to time, where you can find our show, we're on Spotify. Whoa, Jesus, bud.
Oh, sorry about that.
We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're at Podcast One, our main sponsor, our main platform, Podcast One. Of course, we're at the Phil Henry Show website.
Yes, you get the show free on the homepage of the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com, every day.
Get a Backstage Pass subscription to our website, though, and you get the behind the scenes. You get 40,000 hours of 40,000 hours, Jack, of our radio archive. Man, that goes back well into the 90s in Miami and before. You get all kinds of miscellany, including our Henry Home Movies, which we just did a bunch of home movies from. Where the hell did we do those from?
Yeah, you guys were on the road, so where were you anyway?
Oh, Florida, yeah. Miami. So anyway, get a subscription, World Famous Phil Henry Show. You'll be glad you did. World Famous Phil Henry Show, home of some of the worst bumper music in history.
Hey.
Sure the hell is, man. Good God.